Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are going to deal with the subject of temptation. The word temptation refers to an enticement that is designed to lure a person into wrongdoing, into sin, or it is a solicitation or a provocation to do evil. The ultimate source of all temptation is the devil himself, as we see in Matthew 4:3 and 1 Thessalonians 3:5, where Satan is referred to as the tempter. In Matthew, in the portion of Scripture where Jesus had gone into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan for 40 days, chapter 4, verse 3 reads this way, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." The tempter was a reference to Satan himself. In 1 Thessalonians 3:5, the author, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote these words, "For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter has tempted you and our labor be in vain." The tempter is Satan himself. He's the author or the inspiration behind all temptation. We know also that other human beings can be sources of temptation, as we read through the book of Proverbs and find many places where we are exhorted not to yield to the person who is trying to encourage us to join them in some sin. We know that God does not tempt people to sin, as James 1:13 clearly shows, when it says, "Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone." Verse 14 tells us, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and is enticed." Lusts of the flesh will also provide sources of temptation. But again, the word temptation simply means an enticement that is designed to lure you into sin. Many Christians have believed once they gave their heart to the Lord, they would not have to deal with the devil or temptation, and yet, after becoming a born-again Christian, found that quite the opposite is true. We will never cease to have to deal with the devil until we leave our earthly bodies and join the Lord in heaven. We have an adversary named Satan, and we will spend our entire lives having to be aware of his presence, wise to his devices, and using the strategic weapons of our warfare that we have been given by God to deal with that one who would love to entice Christian and non-Christian alike into the bondage of sin. In Proverbs chapter 7, we find a very interesting narrative that I like to call the anatomy of temptation. And it reads this way, "For at the window of my house I looked through my lattice, and I saw among the simple, I perceived among the youths, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him, with the attire of a harlot, and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious, her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face she said to him, I have peace offerings with me. Today I've paid my vows. So I came out to meet you.
diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. And I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day. With her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately he went after her, as an ox goes to slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till an arrow struck his liver, and as a bird hastens to the snare, he did not know it would take his life. Now therefore listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. This passage of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 7 truly gives us an anatomy of temptation. There are two very prominent steps in this anatomy of temptation that describe how this young man fell into the snare, or was lured with the enticement of temptation into the bondage of sin. The sin mentioned here, of course, is the sin of adultery or immorality. This woman was a married woman, so it was adultery that they committed. But the same lessons from this passage apply to every type of temptation that you'll ever deal with. The first thing to observe here is that this young man put himself in the location of temptation, the geographic area where temptation would most assuredly be presented to him. It says that he passed along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house. And there was the woman with the attire of a harlot. He placed himself in the location of temptation. Are you placing yourself in the location of temptation? Because if you are, your likelihood of being confronted with temptation and then falling into the trap that temptation has laid for you is very strong. Don't even go there, as they say, when it comes to putting yourself in the location of temptation. If you struggle with lust, you have absolutely no business putting yourself in the location of temptation by placing yourself in front of a sensuous movie, video, or television show, or even listening to secular music that has sexual or sensual overtones, or sexually explicit language is used. Putting yourself in the location of temptation is a guarantee that you will be pressured to succumb to the enticement that's going to be certainly presented to you. The second key that we see here in this anatomy of temptation is that once the young man put himself in the location where temptation would be presented, then he listened to the words of temptation. It says here, with an impudent face, she said to him, and then she began to say certain things. Oh, I've looked for you. I've found you. I've spread my bed with tapestries. I've perfumed my bed. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. And it goes on. And then verse 21 says this, with her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. You could say, the enticement to temptation lured him in, but once he listened to the words of temptation, considered them, thought them over, allowed them to go through his mind, the trap slammed shut on him, and he was caught in the trap of sin. By her enticing speech, she caused him to yield, and with her flattering lips, she seduced him. And it was from that point, once he listened and then considered what temptation had to say, whatever fantasy she painted with her words, immediately, verse 22 says, he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter. Don't put yourself in the location of temptation. You know what it is that presents a temptation to you. You may have to avoid places. You may have to avoid certain people. You may have to avoid certain activities that you have done in the past that have led you over and over to stumble again and again into the same sin. And secondly, you must put a guard gate over your thought life so that you will not consider the words that temptation will whisper to you. You will not allow those thoughts to go through your mind to paint the picture of what it will be like, because sin always presents a picture that it will be more pleasurable and you'll be happier if you give in to the temptation. Those two keys to avoiding temptation work for every type of sin you may be confronted with. Don't put yourself in the location of temptation, and don't listen to the words that temptation whispers to you. Hi, friends. This is Rita again. I wanted to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.